Jamie saw a guy pooping. Not a homeless guy.
Nope. Just a guy. Had to shit. Who knows what single Jamie would be like.
Chad, as somebody who has a crush on Jamie, how did she approach this situation?
He had a crush on me.
God damn it.
Crazy.
You literally turned back into an angry three-year-old.
When I told my dad this next day, he's furious because he's like, she lives alone. She takes off her shoes every day. But she just as you were there, she made you take off her shoes.
I love it. Not today.
Jamie Lee, we're back.
Hi.
Nobody knows where
we're
gone.
Back.
I'm back. Nobody knows where we're gone.
No.
No, because you were gone.
I wasn't. I was gone for a minute.
So we went to New York together. Mm-hmm. Why is the mic blocking your face? Is it blocking my face too?
There
you go. It feels weird. Yeah. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
We went to New York for a bit. So we went to do some press for this.
Yep.
You did
the Today Show, Watch What Happens Live, a couple other things.
And then I did Are You Garbage? You guys should check that out. I did Hey Babe with Sal and Chris DeStefano.
We did
Jim and Sam. Up at Sirius. Am I forgetting one?
We went
Taste
to our,
Buds.
I did Taste Buds. That was fun. It was all.
We went to our friend's pizza place, Made in New York Pizza, which was so good.
So what we really did was we went to dinner. So our friend has the dopest setup in fucking New York.
Yeah. And he is our friend Eitan. Shout out to him.
Eitan.
He's the owner of the club that Rob references all the time called Suede.
He changed my life.
Eitan threw my 21st birthday party. So he's been in our lives for a very long time. He's an OG New Yorker, grew up in Hell's Kitchen. He is like the epitome of New York. He's like 7 feet tall. He's the sweetest man in the world.
Sweetest dude.
And he owns...
So he owns a restaurant? Avra?
A bar. Ombre.
Ombre. No, not Ombre.
Ombra. Ombra. A-M-B-R-A.
Okay, Ombra. Then he owns...
Which was phenomenal Italian food.
Great. Then he owns... Right next to it is like the oldest bar
White
in
Horse
New York.
Tavern.
White Horse Tavern. One of the oldest bars in New York, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then next to that, the dopest part is he owns a pizza place.
Called Made in New York Pizza.
So you do dinner. Then you go to the bar, which we did.
We had a full Italian dinner. We went to the bar, finished watching the football game, and then had pizza.
They're
all next door to each other. So it's like... And the West Village is an area of New York City that's just so... neighborhoody more than any other part of the city, I think.
Jamie saw a guy pooping, not a homeless guy.
Nope, just
a guy
had to shit.
A guy had to shit.
Yep,
and he just
took the opportunity on the corner.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not homeless guy.
He didn't look homeless.
No, he wasn't homeless.
No,
and most people in New York look like the cool look in New York is homeless, even if you're not homeless.
That's
you know
right.
What I mean?
It is.
So you'd know if he was homeless.
The style. Anyway, so he's basically, it's just cool to see this guy. It like feels like a throwback to old New York City where he's standing on the corner of his three establishments and shaking hands and talking to people and everybody knows each other. So we had a like wonderful New York evening that night together.
It was incredible. And just to show you guys that I think about you guys in the booth, I think about the listeners, I think about you, I think about everybody. I made a video while I was in New York.
Wow.
Yeah,
I love when you do that.
Zolo has it. It's a little video to...
To what? To commemorate your trip?
No, just to show that I was thinking about you
guys. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was actually doing like voice notes with Cutter and we were laughing so hard that I was like, all right, I got to make a video of this for...
Oh my gosh.
For the pod.
I just wanted to make Fluor video for the Not Today Pallies, the Jamie Lee, and the Booth Boys.
What's wrong with your mouth?
I just had to get two shots of Novocaine, one on each side. And not only do I kind of feel a little high for the first time in a long time, but when I go like this, I can't feel it on my lip, but I feel it on my tongue. So it feels like it's somebody else. It feels kind of sexual. It feels like, oh, hey, who's sneaking around in there? Who's doing here where I am? But, yeah.
So yeah, I've never had two shots of Novocaine before. I've only had Novocaine once in my life.
Wow.
And it wasn't like I was high, but it was that feeling, you know when like you take a drug and then you're like waiting for it and you're like, am I high?
The buzz, yeah.
You're like, is something going on? And it was so weird to like, and you know, you're trying to drink water. It's just like all over my shirt. And you're just like, this feels so like, it's just something. Your brain is like, something's going on here. Like something's off. So I was like, oh, let me make this little video for.
So cute. You look great.
For the fam.
Thank you. Oh, you were on the East Side.
I was on the East Side.
Yeah.
Something else I fucking learned that we need to talk about. Jack Harlow DM'd you.
Yeah. So he had done like some post and everyone was sending it to me. It was like a carousel of pictures. And one of the pictures was me as Meta when I was young, obviously. and it was like things I'm into right now or something like that. And so I think I commented with like a heart because enough people had sent it to me. And then so from that, he DM'd me like a couple of hearts on fire. And
so then
I had like that like moment like back to like my youth where I'm like, oh, what do I write back? Like, do I write back? It was very exciting. I felt real cool for a hot minute.
We got. Does he know you're married?
He's never thought of me again.
We got to get him on the
like,
pod.
Like, I don't think I've ever crossed this guy's mind again.
We got to get Jack on the pod.
But I literally wrote back, hi, all the eyes and like music notes and like a smiley face or something.
What do we think about that, boys?
Did I crush it, guys? I'm such a loser.
I mean, damn, that's a move. That's a message.
What am I going to write? What am I going to send back? A picture of my boobs? Like, what am I supposed to do? I'm a 42-year-old married...
Of my boobs.
42-year-old married woman with two children.
That's basically what that hi said.
Thank you. That's what it said. If I could be down, I'd be down.
You would?
Who knows?
Whoa.
Who knows? Who knows what single Jamie would be like?
Chad, as somebody who has a crush on Jamie, how did she approach this situation?
He had a crush on me.
God damn it.
Okay, so here's what happened.
That was a good segue.
Thank you. King of them.
Well done.
So we did an episode a few weeks ago, and Chad revealed that when we were talking about crushes, shout out Jennifer Love Hewitt, Chad revealed that his crush, Jamie, why are you making that in your face? Was... Well, let's just play the clip. And by the way, just so everyone knows, he thought that we were uncomfortable about it when we were not.
I was fine.
Yeah, well, he thought everybody was like made it weird.
Oh, and they did.
Yeah, right. So he's saying that they did. We all thought it was great and funny, and I was like, oh, we need to play it. So we're only putting it back in because he said it's cool.
I thought it was funny. You know, I was like 12 at the time, no big deal. But just the way everyone reacted, I was like, okay, maybe we'll cut it out.
No. It's just a.
It wasn't awkward.
Yeah, it was just I was just bitting it up. Can we play?
One
that?
My first ones was Ariel from The Little Mermaid.
Oh, I like that one. She was gorgeous.
Yeah, look at the stuff. Isn't it sweet?
Her little seashell bra.
Yeah, I like it.
And then, oddly enough, my parents used to when I was growing up. They would watch The Sopranos.
Uh oh, this is about to get awkward.
No, it's probably Drea.
No, it was you.
Really?
Yeah.
Look how happy you made me. Me? I'm so flattered right now. Wow. Rob, I would have talked to you for an hour and a half on the phone.
I wouldn't expect you to. That'd be weird.
Well, I'm going to get mad at you if you do. Wow. First crush, Amy Lee.
I'm honored. Thank you.
I didn't even know. Well,
even my bratty little self.
Did you kill Nadav to get in here? How did you even... he's not even supposed to be sitting there. How do you do that?
I mean, we're supposed to be honest here, right?
Holy
we are.
No, thank
right.
you. No,
only.
That's
I
listen.
Appreciate that.
Wow. By the way, smartest guy in the
You've
building.
You made my day.
Smartest guy in the building. Smart guy. Thinks that you're takes a smart guy to see that
I'm
at a young age.
It.
How old were you?
I was probably like 12 30. Or 13 around then.
That's awesome.
12 or 13. Yeah. Any creepy memories you have? Of-
No.
So everything was appropriate?
Let's go ahead. Let's just edit this whole part out.
No. You put it in. You put this part in.
You know, I played Belle in Beauty and the Beast on Broadway.
Oh, if only you played Ariel. You could have given him both of his crushes in one. Oh, my God. Imagine going to see her play Ariel on Broadway. Oh my God, this dude would have lost his mind. All right, that's the end. Well, Jamie, I gotta say.
That's crazy, dude.
You left recording that pod high as a kite because you got flattered by Chad.
I probably had sex with Cutter that night. Yeah.
Whoa! Shout! And you were thinking about Chad?
I know, but
stop it.
I was feeling myself.
Oh man, Chad, you better not cut this shit out, bro.
Yeah. When I said that, man, I was like, oh, it just got like real hot in here all of a sudden.
Yeah, that's a you problem, though. We were all good.
Well, I mean, last time I brought something in here from my life outside the studio. It was about those girls in the gym or whatever. And yeah. Rob ended up being like, well, Chad hates hot girls. And then Jamie was like,
I said they make you angry.
Yeah. And then Jamie was like, yeah, go eat some soup, you nerd. So I'm like, maybe I don't need to be part
of
this.
That is not how it went down.
And that made you not want to be part of this pod? I don't get it. What's the problem? That's how we, you know, that's how you welcome, someone in.
Thanks, Rob.
I would never call you a nerd. I just said your cereal combo was nerdy.
Yeah, that's shout all. Out Nerd Soup.
Nerd Soup.
Hat's coming soon. Speaking of fucking soup, do you remember what we saw on the plane when we took a plane to New York together? Do you remember what we saw? You remember what happened right in front of me?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. A man spilled his entire hot coffee all over the woman sitting next to him on the plane.
Full?
Like a Starbucks, like venti.
Full hot coffee. And then the lady goes like, help, give me paper towels. And the fucking, the plane person goes, what are they? It's not stewardess. What's
flight
the like?
Attendant?
Flight attendant. They go, oh, we only have these little napkins.
The cocktail napkins.
So this poor fucking woman is like burning. And now she doesn't even have any
covered
sort of paper towels.
And she was
or
wearing white. Covered in coffee.
Remember, she was like, my outfit is suede. Like she was wearing suede.
Oh, I didn't hear
and
that.
And she's like,
put my headphones in and just turned around.
And me and
so
Cutter are such anxious fucking people that we look at each other and we're like, oh my God. We're like, I'd be off the plane.
Yeah.
Like, I could, how do you spill a whole coffee before the flight ever takes? So like, people are still walking down the aisle getting on.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And fucking full coffee spilled on. Oh, and like, that would be devastating. Yeah. And she was like, she said,
that's a
like,
rough start. And it was like a 7 a.m. flight. It's a rough start to
yeah.
the day.
And she said the whole time, she's like, I'm soaking wet for this entire. And like, when she sit down, it was like, oh. Like, hi. She was just sitting in fucking...
That was a good sound.
Thanks, bro. by the way, Annie, missed you.
Oh, boy.
See?
Why'd you
do that, bro? I said, I miss you.
Yeah, I miss you too, man. How you doing?
Everyone just prepares for battle with everything you say. They're not sure where you're going with it.
Not everyone. Annie, especially. Annie, dude, I texted Annie during the break when we were away to be like, oh, you were so funny on YMH. Like, I thought he was really good. And he thinks I'm coming at him. So,
he didn't write you back?
No, he did, but he thinks I'm...
I was like, ooh, that's a move.
Yeah, he thinks I'm setting him up for like, you know, something bad. And I was like, no, dude, you're great.
I mean, I appreciate you, man. Thank you. Yeah, you're the best.
the thing that I wanted to say, besides the fact that I missed you, was I got some confirmation for you on one of your cap reports when I was in New York. Yeah,
okay.
Not that you need it. You know, they're all fully legit.
I can always use, you know, journalism.
You had a man in the field.
In the network, yeah.
Yeah,
no,
you had a man
great.
In the field.
Please.
So the gym I went to, fucking disgusting, by the way. I joined the gym, and it's not like, oh, it's fucking $10 a month. In New York. It was $150 for the month. So I'm like, oh, this will be a good fucking gym. Disgusting.
You didn't look at it before you joined it?
I'm just going to shout it out.
You didn't look at it before you joined it? Equinox?
No. Not Crunch. What's the other one?
Planet Fitness?
Golds?
Fuck, wait. No, it was Crunch. Crunch. You suck. The Crunch in fucking New York City that I went to, and I'd been to Crunches before, and I was like, oh, this is good. It was so gross.
It's old. It was probably from the early 2000s.
It was on like 84th and... Well, I don't even want to talk about the people there because that's just mean, like to say what was going on there. Jesus, man. The stuff that I saw was just so insane. So anyway, by the third day, I'm like, I need to go somewhere else. So there's this thing called Barry's Boot Camp, which I had never been to, but they have like a bunch here and everyone's like, it's so good. It's like a workout class or whatever. So I'm like, fuck it. I join. And in the first class, the instructor is a gay dude. And I know this because he said it 50 times. Like
he
this dude
pronounced that he was gay,
yelling out about how he's gay, like the whole time, just like talking about he's gay. And Annie, this is where you come in. At one point he goes, now we're going to work the biceps. He's like, you know, biceps, like bisexual. And he's like, bisexual men. He's like, never met one. He's like, you know why? They don't exist. And he was a gay
dude. In the middle of the workout class, this guy said this?
Well, because, you know, they're on the thing like, let me go, let me see what I do. So they're like doing that whole bit the whole time. So he's just saying shit. Like, he talks for 50 minutes.
Stand-up comedian.
Yeah. And he's just nonstop, like, because he's trying to also keep himself pumped to, like, not just be like, oh, I hate this. And, yeah, so as a gay dude, he said there's no such thing as bisexual men.
I mean, this is, you know, the reports have come in. We've known this now. I do want to say, though, I don't want to take credit for reports that aren't my own. That was Christina's, actually. Christina brought that up.
Oh, okay.
I just confirmed on the report as the lead journalist. So,
you know. Yeah. I was, yeah.
It's important to fact check.
I'm doing like 10 miles an hour on the fucking treadmill, and I just burst out into laughter because I'm like, oh, shit, Annie. I'm like, Annie was right.
So that's why you sent me that message. You were like, report should be called the facts report.
No. That was something told. That was when you were saying...
about the dogs?
No, it wasn't the dogs. It was another one.
Mirrors?
No.
Before I mean, that. I got a whole list, bro. So sleepwalking, color blindness, fucking...
color blindness is cap?
Color blindness is cap.
Color blindness is cap.
Total bullshit.
And anything where people say they see color differently, like, you know those niggas that say they see, like, color in music?
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, yeah, this song is a blue song. Shut your ass up. You don't see shit. Ain't none of that.
I gotta say, sober, I agree. Now, you take some mushrooms. I've seen blue songs. I've seen it all.
I've never seen blue suns on
fucking mushrooms.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's different, though. That's different.
Like, I remember
Have I just not taken enough?
For sure. I mean, but the first time I ever took mushrooms, I took 2/8. So I took 7 grams, which is
that means nothing to me.
It's like 2 cups of this full.
Of mushrooms?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Because I was already at like a time where I was, you know. And it was my birthday, and I was like, I want to go all up.
And your birthday.
And this isn't, you're saying your first time. You're kind of like, you've already been doing it for a
minute. No, that was my first time ever.
Oh, first time 7 grams?
First time ever doing shrooms.
Oh, your fucking walls melted, huh?
I thought
that controlled when they, like, take people on, like, to do proper, like, psychotherapy is 2 grams.
Probably, sounds about right.
Yeah,
that's about right. That's a good, and it also depends on, like, if you're taking stems or caps. Like, I think caps fuck you up more than stems.
Because they've got more stuff in them?
Probably. They hit.
But the it's cap. Chad says mushroom. Mushrooms are cap.
No. Well, let's spend an afternoon together.
Although, did you see?
It was a pun. That's why I didn't say it.
Yeah. Did you see this story about this guy that was this young pilot that went in the jump seat of a flight and had taken mushrooms and tried to pull the emergency door open, and the pilot and the co-pilot, like, were able to restrain him, but he apologized and said he hadn't slept for 40 hours and took my... There it is.
What? Read it, Jamie.
Off-duty pilot accused of trying to shut off airliner's engines mid-flight said he took magic mushrooms 48 hours before the incident and never went to sleep.
I saw this headline, and because I hate flying so much, I was like, I can't read this. Because it just scares the shit
out
of me.
Well, it's Alaska Airlines. Just don't fly Alaska.
I think that's pretty funny, though, that he apologized after. It's like, oh, don't worry, nigga. You're going to jail. Like,
yeah, you just almost killed hundreds of people. We don't care if you're sorry.
Mushrooms. So I remember the first time I ever took mushrooms, it was me and like 20 friends for my birthday. And we were at somebody's apartment. And it was like, you know, me and my friend went to Jersey to get them. And we're like, I don't know, are these fake? We don't know. And we had to buy a lot because it was for so many people. So we're like, fuck, what if these are fake? What are we going to do? And it was like 30 minutes in. And one of my friends, Matt, rest in peace, standing against a wall. And he's holding like a cup. I don't know what's in it, beer, water. He starts like spilling it onto his own leg. Like, just like very slowly, not like a mistake. Like, he's... And everyone was like, yo, like, what are you doing? Like, you're spilling a cup on your leg. And he looked at us. And by the way, everybody else had not kicked in. And he looks at us. He goes, is this what shrooms are like? And I guess it hit him, like, real hard. So we all start laughing so hard. And by the time, like, when you're with 20 people in the room laughing, it was like, as soon as somebody else started laughing, then, like, you know, it was one of those things, like, it must have went on for 5-10 minutes. And by the time everyone was done laughing, we're all tripping.
Oh.
It was fucking awesome. Wow. It was one of the greatest... experiences. I mean, and then one of my friends went to go get weed, and he came back like an hour and a half later soaking wet, and he was like, yeah, man, he was like, there was a sprinkler like going off on like in these bushes or whatever, and he was like, I just stood, he was like, dude, it was the greatest feeling I've ever felt in my life. And it was like everyone's first time taking shrooms.
Wow.
It was really
fucking
cool.
It's a bonding experience.
Yeah. And then it was like, woke up the next day, we were like, when are we getting shrooms again? Like, it was, you know what I mean? It's not like, oh, that was nice. Like,
yeah, because there's no hangover.
Yeah. We were just ready to go. Oh, what a fucking awe. And then we would get hotel rooms. Like 20 people, everyone chip in like $10 and you get like a $200 hotel room and you just fucking take shrooms.
All in one room?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. I'm really scared for my kids to grow up.
It was fucking awesome, man. Oh, my fucking birthdays. What else we got? Oh, well, this isn't... okay. I go to dinner with two friends. Uh-huh. Oh, sorry, three friends. And we're coming out of a restaurant. This has never happened, anything even remotely close to this to me before. So we come outside. There's three, four guys in like a SUV outside. And we're waiting for the Uber. And I see them like clock me. And I'm like, okay, whatever. And then, like, you know, I didn't hit me right away. Like, oh, Sopranos, like, that's what's right. going on. I'm just like, what's going on here? Now they're like, I
you
see them talking.
You can't say that.
Fuck that. yeah, we can't even talk about.
You can't say the names of shows you're on.
Right, yeah. For to.
The strike.
To explain that with a strike. Supposedly, we're not even allowed to say the word Sopranos. I was like, that's so silly. So, you're trying to kill me, Jabe. You're trying to get me kicked out of the union. No. So these guys, like, all of a sudden start clocking me, whatever, and one guy walks over, and they're straight out of Sopranos, like, cigar in the mouth, like, and the guy comes over, he's like, well, you on Sopranos? And I'm like, yeah, yeah. He's like, oh, you were great. She goes, you know what, I never care about nothing. Nobody. He goes, but I gotta get a picture. And I'm like, yeah, yeah, no problem, man. And he takes his phone out, he snaps a picture of us, he has a fucking, he has a cigar in his mouth, he puts his phone back in his pocket, he reaches out of his pocket with a wad of cash and starts peeling off bills.
To give to you?
And he goes, listen, I know, he goes, you know, you just had dinner, you know, whatever, you're here with some ladies, let me help you out. And he peels off $200 and he hands it to me.
Did you take it?
No, so my boy paid for dinner, so I go, no, I'm not gonna take your money or whatever, and then, like, you know, joking around, I'm like, he paid for dinner, just give it to him, and, like, we all laughed and he went away. But I was like, I mean, Sopranos started 26 years ago.
Yeah.
Never has anyone tried to hand me cash.
Wow.
On the street.
That's a first.
Yeah.
Oh, what a nice
That's
man.
That's crazy, dude.
That's crazy,
what
dude.
What a gentleman.
I also, just something else, I got a picture of Jennifer Love Hewitt from the day that it all went down. Did you get that, Zolo?
Sure did.
I got a picture of the Jennifer Love Hewitt. Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
Fucking bitch. I wanted a dress that looked like that for my prom and I like never got it. And
can you zoom in on that?
That was the hairstyle.
Wow, Jane.
This is just bringing back like teenage envy. Do you know what I mean?
You hate Jennifer Love Hewitt.
I don't hate her.
No, you. Yo, that's the hottest woman I've ever seen. In that moment, she's beautiful.
I kind of thought you were crazy before when I was little, but I mean, this picture though.
Can you zoom out a little bit now?
Because so
there's something we got to see in the photo, guys. Come on. Yeah, right there.
I mean, up a
little. Down a little. Yeah, I mean, yo. Hot, and by the way, 5 foot tall. I mean, it was the most incredible. She's the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in my life. Wow, I'm getting like I'm like swallowing over and over. I don't know what's going on. I'm like salivating or something. She's the most. That's the most beautiful woman I've ever
seen.
Who's
that next to her?
That's my boy. I took him out because he has a job. That's, you know, he doesn't want to be. You know who it is. Wow, look at the hand around the waist. You go, bro.
Yeah, he had a grip on her.
Yeah, that's my boy. And then so I
she's
took.
She's so
a,
sweet.
I took.
Her face is like, that's a sweet person. You can see it.
I took a picture of her, like, whatever, then another one, whatever. And then the next one, she kissed me on the cheek. Oh, you got to see my fat face. I wish I could find those, man. My fat face.
You don't have that photo?
I don't know where it is. Yeah, and all the moving and all the fucking minimalism I just covered. Actually, you know what? I think I might know where it is. It might be in my uncle's fucking attic or whatever.
Well,
right under your mattress, probably.
Yeah. Oh, please, dude. What a dream. I was also, I wrote this down to tell you because I just thought it was fucking great. I was in New York and the Uber driver was singing Adele and he's like, someone like you and all you know. And I'm like looking out the window and all of a sudden like somebody cut him off. He's like, you fucking motherfucker. And he's like, he starts like cursing at this guy from Adele to the cursing and then like back to, and then he's like, and all you see, and just like went back into singing Adele, and I was like, this is such a fucking New York.
It is, absolutely.
It's just such
That's
a vibe.
That's so good.
And then, what? There was something else that I want to tell you. Oh, okay. So, I think I'm becoming my grandpa.
Hmm. How?
Yeah. I'm skipping my dad and just going right to my grandpa. So I walk. I go to meet my family for dinner. I walk like 4 miles in the rain because I had like an hour and a half before. And I was like, I want to walk. It's like gorgeous. Like New York in the rain when there's no one around is so dope. I love it. The person I was staying at had an umbrella in their place. So I didn't buy it. So it's okay to use. I use it. I'm walking like 4 miles, whatever. Get to the restaurant. My feet are
soaking wet.
Yeah. And I'm like, fuck, I didn't think about this. So I go in the bathroom and like wash my hands or whatever. I'm walking out and I'm drying my hands in the air dryer. And I'm like, wait a second. I'm like, this feels good and nice and warm. So I take my socks off and I put them on my hands and I get the air dryer going. And I'm standing there like warming up the socks and everything. And in that moment, I looked
at
my hands.
Where are
you
standing?
I was like,
barefoot on the ground?
I did one at a time, actually. Oh, okay. So I'm standing there. I got I'm like hitting the thing, getting it going. Then I put it back on. And then as I was staying there, I go, I'm my grandpa. This is exactly, so when I went back to the table, what we talked about was at Thanksgiving dinner, my grandpa, the coffee came out with the sugar packets. He took a sugar packet from the pack, picked his teeth with the Thanksgiving food and like a turkey grizzle out and put that sugar pack back in the holder for someone else to take out at a later time.
Disgusting.
Wow.
Love him.
What a fucking... it was
That's
the most incredible... Yeah, we laughed for like 3 weeks about that. What do you want to go to? I'll let you pick, Jamie. Here's the two things that you can read between and you tell me. What strikes you?
I don't want to hear you talk about Top Gun again.
I'm done talking about Top Gun. It's the people. Men's Journal put out an article.
You can read it.
I don't want to, but
there was a full article about
several.
It says former actor Robert Eiler believes Top Gun Maverick ruined the movie industry, comparing it to eating McDonald's and calling it garbage.
People are so mad at me.
they went for you.
Yeah, and then there's another one too. Like there it wasn't just one. There was a couple you said,
articles?
Right, Zolo?
Look at the picture where I'm just like shocked that he's speaking this way.
Yeah.
There are a ton. I mean, if you look, this is new under news on Google. Top Gun Eiler. There's so many. They go
Top Gun Eiler.
Yeah.
And dude, here's what's so crazy. I think
it has literally written out everything that you said.
I think the reason why this is like getting people so crazy is because deep down they know it's true. Because if you told me that my favorite movie sucked, I'd be like, wow, like you really think that? Like I'd be surprised. I wouldn't be angry. Where does the anger come from?
It's like every like film website has picked it up. It's
crazy. It says, although Eiler has his own gripes with the movie, it's still likely a Top Gun 3 will be released. Like, despite Rob's strong opinions, I think they're still going to make the third.
Just like I control stuff at YMH Studios, right, Annie? I control stuff in the whole fucking movie industry now.
Well, oh, yeah, here's another one. Wow, you made news. You're still relevant. My friend's son.
Let's not go that far.
My friend's son, he's 18 years old. I went to go visit her in LA and stayed with her and her kids. And he was so cute. And he was telling me that he has friends of his that are watching the show for the first time. And I was like, oh, that's so cool. He's like, would you do a Snapchat with me for one of my friends? I was like, yeah, of course. And then a couple hours later, I was like, oh, did your friend get the video? He goes, yeah, he liked it. I was like, oh, really? He looked at me and he goes, you're still relevant, Jamie. I said, oh, thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
But that's like something a grandpa says.
He meant to be like really kind about it, but it was like, made me feel really a lot better.
You know what
about
somebody,
where I'm at.
You know what one of our listeners said? The exact quote was, Jamie Lynn Sigler's beauty has encouraged me to extend the age range on my dating apps. How great is that?
Where was this written?
I don't know. I saw it somewhere.
Wow.
And one of, they must have been like, oh, you know, my cutoff is 35. And then because you're so beautiful, they're like, wow, I might be missing out on
a 42-year-old woman, maybe.
Yeah, women who are a little longer in the tooth.
We're still relevant.
We're still here, guys. My niece got baptized while we were there. So me and my dad went to pick up my grandmother, who's very old now and very little and very, like, you know. And she's just like, you know, she's wild. We bring her upstate. Mm-hmm. We go to, did I tell you this yet?
Nope.
No. So we go to the fucking party We go to the baptism. Then we go to, which the craziest thing is, we get up to the baptism and she like never comes up. She comes all the way up just for the baptism because she's like super fucking religious, whatever. And she goes, I don't think I'm going to go. And we're like, what? Like, you're up here already. And then like, and my dad's like, I'm done. He just like throws his hands in the air, yeah. You know? And so I think the kids like convinced her to go or whatever. So we go to the church. We go to the party after, and she's coming up to my dad at the party. Like, we got to go. We got to go. My dad's drinking. He's like, yeah, get the fuck out of here. Like, you know, he doesn't care or whatever. So finally, she's like, all right, time to go. We're in the car right on the way home. It's pouring rain the whole time. She's going, are the windows open? My dad's like, if the windows were fucking open, you'd be soaking wet. Like, you know, it's like so fun and funny. And then we pull up to the house where it's time for my grandma to go to bed so that my dad could wake up and bring her back at like 5 a.m. into the city. And we get a phone call, and they go, grandma stole another woman's cane.
Oh no.
At the party. Like, there's an old lady here who now won't leave because she's saying, I need my cane. Yeah, to get out of here. So now my dad's like, oh fuck, I gotta drive this cane back to the thing. So my dad's like, yo, here, you take her inside or whatever. So like I take her inside to the house, and she's like, and it's fucking, you know, raining, we're soaking wet, and she goes, Robbie, she goes, take off my shoes. And I'm like, ugh. So now I'm like, the floor's all wet. I'm like on a knee, like taking my grandma's fucking shoes off. And she starts yelling at me. She's like, not the socks. Don't touch my socks. Just the shoes. I'm like, okay, grandma. Like, sorry. So the whole time on the way home, she's just talking about how as soon as we get in,
old
I'm going to bed.
Old people is just, you turn back into a toddler.
Crazy.
You literally turn back into an angry three-year-old.
When I told my dad this next day, he's furious because he's like, she lives alone. She takes off her shoes every day. But she just because you were there, she made you take off her shoes.
I love it.
And, yeah, so just whatever. My dad, so the whole ride home, she's going, I'm going to go to bed right away. As soon as we get in, I'm going to go to bed. I'm going to bed right away. I said, okay. So as soon as we get in, I'm like, she's yelling at me to take off her shoes. I just order an Uber. I'm like, I got to get out of here. So I go over to her. I give her a hug. I go, all right, grandma, like, I'm going. She goes, oh, you're not going to stay with your grandma? I'm like, what? I'm like, you told me you were going to bed. She's like, oh, it's okay. Go ahead. Leave your grandma. And then, you know, it gets into how old she is and this. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, man. It's just these fucking old people. What are you? Who's laughing in there? Who's that? Any or everybody?
It's all of
everybody.
Us.
Everybody.
It's because of that mic.
Yeah. Oh, that's what you're laughing. Yeah. This is what we do here. Chad's mad at me. Clearly. So this is what I have to work with. Thanks, Chad. I didn't even.
Well, I did tighten it before the show. I think you just come in so hot. And you're like,
yeah, I do come in hot.
Yanking stuff around.
You're right. Yeah.
I'll try to fix it before the next show, though.
Especially after a fucking month of no podding, man. I come
Look,
in hot.
Look, now it's not moving.
Yeah, I calm down. When you guys remind me I come in hot, I have to calm down.
Yeah. Deep breaths.
Yeah.
Deep breaths. Oh,
last thing before we go. Halloween. I want to know, what Halloween costumes do you remember being as a kid?
I was always late. They were never planned out. So
really?
It was always like, oh God, just be a rock star. And my mom would buy like, or like, it's terrible, but I'd be like a hobo. You know?
Wow.
Like, that's what we used to call it back then. You'd be, you know, you'd be home.
I think people still call it right. People still call it right. What does hobo mean? Can we look up what
homeless,
hobo is?
Bohemian?
A homeless person, a tramp, or a vagrant. A tramp. But where does the word hobo come from, maybe?
Hobo origin.
Wow, look at us. We are still relevant. Wow, you have to go with etymology. Holy shit.
Homeward bound.
Oh, homeward, but they're not.
Well, maybe that's what I was doing.
What?
I was a person from the Civil War that was trying to get home.
Could you imagine if like you knocked on the door and you're like, trick or treat, and they give you candy, like, what are you, little girl? You're like, I'm someone from the Civil War who's trying to get home to my family.
Just a hobo trying to get home in the Civil War. Yeah, I was never anything fun. I was always a last minute thing. It's why I'm so on my kids about what they're going to be like October 1st, because I have PTSD from like always scrambling for a costume at the end of the day.
You know, speaking of learning where words come from, I learned something just like 2 days ago that fucking blew my mind.
What?
When I say to you, raging alcoholic, what do you think that means? If I go, oh man, I was a raging alcoholic.
You were an angry, loud, aggressive alcoholic.
See, I thought raging alcoholic was the same thing as being like, oh, he's a massive alcoholic or something. Like, I thought like, you know, the intensity of your alcoholism was like raging. But really what it means is somebody who, when they drink, they rage with anger or whatever. I had no... Did you guys know that? Did you all know that?
No, I thought it was your definition, Rob.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Right, but no, raging alcoholic means like you get filled with rage. So I would, people would tell me like, yeah, you know, my dad was a raging alcoholic. I'd be like, oh, hell yeah, me too. Like, you know, like I thought it was like, raging alcoholic. And then they were probably like, Jesus Christ, like this guy was a raging alcoholic. But no, you looked up raging alcoholic. It said help is available. 1-800-662-4357. Any of our listeners who...
The FBI has to be flagging the Google search in this place.
Anybody of our listeners who just learned that they're a raging alcoholic, Dad, call that number that I just provided, Dad, please. What do we got here? What does raging alcoholic mean? Yamie, you want to hit us with that?
People, when drunk, often have very notable, I can't read
notable it. Personality shifts. The shy person might become very outgoing and gregarious. The usually happy-go-lucky person might become serious and start crying.
That's me.
Is it?
Yes, that's why I don't drink.
You're a crying drunk?
I become that annoying girl.
Oh, man. Really? I do. When's the last time you got drunk?
My wedding.
Really?
2016.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah.
And you weren't like, you were.
I've never drank though. Like alcohol's never. Every time I ever drank alcohol, I would be embarrassed the next day.
I've drank with you. Is that right? Yeah. It was horrible. Like you drink half a fucking thing and you're like, whoa. Like, you like, know, you're like half a glass of wine and you're fucking.
Mm-hmm. It's terrible.
On the moon. Yeah. It's because I'm like, oh, I'm still dead sober and you're like, oh, my night's coming to an end. Yes. I'm like, Jesus, Yame.
Yes. Lame.
Hit me all up. Right. All right,
Jack
guys.
Jack Harlow.
Yeah. Oh, shout out Jack Harlow. Jack Harlow, come on the pod.
Have a glass of wine.
Come hang. Yours. Yeah. Give her a half a glass of wine. She'll forget she's married.
That's right.
All right. Thanks. Thanks,
welcome
everybody.
Home.
We're back. We're fully back. I'm in Austin for fucking 6 months now, at least, until the weather gets nice again in New York. I ain't going nowhere.
You heard that.
You heard that,
unless your Top Gun 4 starts filming.